102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 603, sunny and 70 degrees today. Nice day for a ball game.
I got to be honest. And Brett, I will never, ever call you a fair weather Yankee fan. Can't do it in good conscience.
No, you can't.
However, I did notice that I have the tickets. I came into tickets yesterday afternoon, and I invited Brett to go to the game.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
I had no idea these games were 5 o'clock. This is like a blessing. When I was watching that Yankee game last night, it was over, and it was 8:30. Yeah. It was almost over. It was 8:30. I'm like, this is the greatest thing. These people on the West Coast got it good.
They're listening.
You know? And I asked him, he goes, like, no, I can't go. He's like, my wife has got to go to the doctor. I got to get my son. My father had the triple bypass. My in-laws suck. It was like a whole thing.
Why did you say my in-laws suck?
I may have added that in. You just let a good story go, bro.
That's a lot of reasons you can't go. That sucks. You can't even fix one thing. There's three of them.
However, then the game is on, and the comeback begins. And the text message, like, I think I might be able to make it to that game. I felt so bad. Oh. I felt so bad because I already asked my buddy Ken to go. Because I know how much he would have enjoyed
it.
Of course.
Yeah, it was late in the game. Yeah, like you said, my dad had a triple bypass, and he's usually really good with, hey, can you pick him up? Sure, I'll take care of him, no problem. So he's out of commission right now. My in-laws are both kind of taking double duty with that kind of stuff, and they're taking him tomorrow. They're taking him on Friday.
So it's a lot to ask.
I asked, and plus they have to work too, so they're manipulating their schedule. And I asked my wife's aunt, and she's like, no, I can't. I work till 4. I'm like, man. So I'm.
And your wife couldn't call in sick today?
But how come you waited until the comeback began to text me?
I thought you were going that way. No.
That's exactly where I was going.
No, so her mom got back to her late, okay. And she said, you know what?
That's how it always goes.
I can make it tomorrow if you truly need it.
Forcing me to crush
for the comeback, please. The other 15 things, the other 15 things in the way? Good Lord. Please.
That's not what it was. Well,
no,
let's hear some of the highlights, because I only heard a bit of it on the radio in between traveling and stuff yesterday. But I wish I had seen the game. Just being a baseball fan, it sounded like just a great game. So here is, what do we got here starting it off?
Oh, this is the 8th inning comeback. So this is Judge's almost second home run, which became a double to tie it, and Sanchez go-ahead double.
Johnston. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and driven. Hitting glove. It is high. It is far. It is off the wall, or it came out. Judge holds it second. It was off the wall, a double. The time run scores. The Yankees have come all the way back to tie the game at 4. That'll be a 2-0 to Gary. Swung on and line. Base hit. Right center field to the alley. Didi was running. Judge scores. Here comes Didi. He has got a score. Sanchez, a 2-run double to the gap in right center. One of the greatest rallies I've ever seen. The Yankees get off the deck. 2 in the 7th. 4 in the 8th, and the Yankees take a 6-4 lead.
That's a great line, too. The Yankees get off the deck.
Yeah.
I mean, they were down. They were out.
They sure were.
What a great line. One of the best comebacks he's ever seen. That's no joke.
You know, if that was a movie and it's 4-0 and it's going into the 8th inning, it was 4-0 in the 7th inning, that's like in a movie you'd have the manager like punching players. How do you F this up? Do you understand what's on the line? He takes it. Bat boy hits him with one.
And then they do it. And then they do it. It's incredible.
Yeah. Maybe that'll help you understand what's on the line.
Where'd he get the aluminum bat from?
That's his player be good bat. Well, there you go.
I stuck
tonight.
It into the dugout like you told me to. Why do you hit me with it?
Game 5. 5 o'clock, you said?
5 o'clock.
Beautiful.
What Tanaka against, what's his name, Keuchel?
That's him.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, that's a sick battle
that
right there.
That schmuck with the beard. I hope he gets kidnapped and they mow his face. I do. Just hit him with a weed whacker in a parking lot somewhere on River Avenue.
Sunny and 70
Hey,
today.
Keuchel, come here. Come here.
I've never seen that in all my years. Yeah. They mowed his face right on the mouth. Isn't that amazing, Susan?
Oh, John.
608. Here's that.
That weed whacker moment is brought to you by Toro.